You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin and my co-host is Brian Thompson. And I want to remind everybody that our sponsor is Class 101 in Bloomington, providing expert guidance in college search, admissions, test prep, and the financial aid process. Don't go it alone. Call Class 101 at 812-320-3702 online at myclass101.com/Bloomington. And our guest today is Lauren Wood with Lauren Wood Builders. Good name for a company.
Thanks for having me, y'all. I always enjoy being here. I look forward to it, in fact.
And today, I was going to tell you today, Lauren has forgotten us sometimes. Today, he's texting me ahead of time going, I haven't forgotten.
I knew you'd be worrying on the edge of your seat. I figured I'd just give you a heads up.
I just laughed when I saw it. So welcome back, everybody. Let's talk a little bit more about new homes.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting ready to do a couple renovations or a couple new homes this summer?
We have a bunch of stuff on the docket right now, but we have two new homes under contract that we'll be starting on here sometime in the summer. We have two that we're wrapping up, and then a large handful of renovations. We do own quite a few lots. We have some down by the lake in a little neighborhood called Shawnee Bluffs, which is fantastic. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And we have, I think, five lots left down there. We have a lot in Blue Ridge and one in
which people
Edgewood.
Don't believe that there are lots in Blue Ridge.
Yes.
There's a small handful, one
them.
Of which we own, and they're not listed. You have to go to my website to see them, folks.
I know that you probably own them.
Laura
I know
knows
that,
them personally. That's
I know that
okay.
burns you up that they're not listed. But so we have lots, and that's sort of what we've the niche that we've carved out for ourselves is building and fill lots. And we don't do a lot of subdivision work, but that subdivision mm-hmm. down there in Shawnee Bluffs is, a unique...
It's a pretty special place.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. really is. So,
why is it special?
It's on the lake. Mm-hmm. There's not really very many places at all that you can build that close to the lake anymore.
No, some of the lots are right very much on the lake. Mm-hmm. It used to be the old IU alumni mm-hmm. Retreat.
Yep,
and the Alumni Foundation owned it, and it doesn't feel like a subdivision per se.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just that on several lots along the road there as you go back. So really, really neat. Mm-hmm. Some of them are open, large, cleared, mm-hmm. sort of flattish lots. Several of them are nestled back in the woods and are a little more secluded, and it's a little bit of everything back there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it really is. I wish. The covenants and restrictions allowed tiny houses back there, but we'd park mine out there right now and go camping out there on the weekends. But I suspect that some of the new construction we're going to be doing in coming years is going to be on lots that people buy from us, but we also build on other folks' lots.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. That kind of leads me to my next question, which was, tell me a little bit about, you talk about all these projects you've got going on.
Mm-hmm.
What if somebody would like to contact you and see what your availability is, or would like you to not design and build because you don't do that, but would like to talk to you about something that they have.
I return every phone call and email that I get. I want you all to reach out to me. We are busy, but we have a large team. There's 25 of us on staff.
I was going to say, that amazes me because I think when I first met you, it was you and one guy.
Well, yeah. You gotta start somewhere, right?
Ground. And it's only been like 5-6 years.
Yeah, I think we'll be getting into our seventh year here. So, we've grown a little bit, but we have a great team, really good team. Some family members on there, my uncle and cousin who mm-hmm. came from Illinois where they built custom homes, so that they're a huge critical mm-hmm. component of the team, and then a couple of people that I taught with over mm-hmm. the years who also built and then joined forces with us. So we've really rallied the troops.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a great group of carpenters, and we do electric in-house. And but with a team that size, we're really able to mm-hmm. mobilize on quite a few projects. And I think that's one of the things that makes us unique, that we do self-perform all of our carpentry which is somewhat unique for, mm-hmm. for this market, for the larger building firms. And so we're not, what that means for people who have a small project or renovation project coming up is that oftentimes if it's got a quick turnaround or say they bought the house and they want to do some work in the next month, we can sometimes mobilize within a week if necessary. In fact, we just did one. Christy Gibbs mm-hmm. called me and she had some clients who had were moving into a house. They'd already closed and their builder just fell through and Ooh. She he just said, we can't do it. Yeah, so it felt good. It does feel good to be able to come in. And you know, a lot of people think, well, you don't want to do small jobs, but really we need small jobs mm-hmm. to fill in the, all of our guys work and girls. We have several women carpenters mm-hmm. who I love having on the team, but you know, all our crew needs to work 40 hours a week and there's not always big jobs out there. So having those smaller jobs to fill in, you know, between the large ones and flesh out the crew's weeks is essential for us. And simultaneously, it feels good to be able to provide a service in the community.
I think that makes a big difference. When you have that permanent crew with you all the time, your consistency is much greater than someone who has to sub out everything every single time. Mm-hmm. There's a big difference there.
Yeah, and I do want to say that my colleagues, you know, Bailey and Weiler, mm-hmm. Rubicon, the others, that you know, they do have some direct labor mm-hmm. and sub labor. I think that they've got some tight teams too, and I don't mm-hmm. want to be dismissive of the good work that they do. But I think specifically, mm-hmm. especially on the renovation mm-hmm. type work, there's so much labor that goes into it. With new construction, you know, you've got the excavation, then the foundation, then the framing, and you can really stack your guys up and schedule them, whereas in a renovation, you're mm-hmm. you're demoing, and you're doing some labeling of wires while you're doing that, and then you're doing a little bit of framing, and then more demoing, and so it's just, mm-hmm. you know, I find that on a renovation project, it's important for me to have a crew there, you know, 3, 4, 5 months continuous, mm-hmm. and that's just not possible with a sub crew, so I think that we are uniquely mm-hmm. We do a good job on the new construction, but I don't know if we do better than those other guys. But I think on the renovation work, we're more agile, mm-hmm. you know, and being able to rely on our own crew. And then certainly I agree with you that we attempt to maintain a high standard mm-hmm. of quality and you know, having our own crew allows us to monitor that, you know, job to job.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing I want to make sure we talk about is that you talked about being involved in the community, and I wanted to thank you, number one, for being involved with Habitat. You have been one of their builders and helping with Builders Blitz. That was in 2016, and I assume you'll do another one in 2018 probably.
Yeah.
But you also recently, in the last couple of months, I remember seeing something on your Facebook page about helping with framing or something, or a roof.
We frame. In fact, our crew, we just framed a house for them. We just wrapped up maybe a week ago, and we've since they started in the two-story homes, the volunteers aren't allowed to frame
harder.
Their roofs on the second-story home. So we have taken on that task, and we're really quite frankly grateful for the opportunity to be able to give back to the community, and Habitat's mission is near and dear to my heart. And in fact, I just joined the board of directors, and I'm excited to be able to.
Congratulations!
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited to be able to, you know, do anything I can at the organizational level too. But we're committed to mm-hmm. being involved.
Thank you for being here today, Lauren.
Thanks for having me, y'all.
Why don't you remind people how to get a hold of you really quick?
LaurenWoodBuilders.com. Check out our Facebook page. Also, I think Lauren Wood Builders, Instagram, also Lauren Wood Builders, spelled LORN.
Just Google Lauren Wood Builders.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah. Everywhere.
And
or
then we're.
Go by the Brewsters.
That's right. Our office is right next door to Brewster's Ice Cream, which is now open with this unseasonably warm weather. So pop in for an ice cream cone and a tour of the tiny home. And, you know, stop in and talk to us. People do all the time. They open the door. I want to see what you did with this place. So please stop in and check us out.
Very cool. Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.